Now then, and welcome back to Rare Eddie One Talks. I'm your host, Rare Eddie One. Okay. You're far too bloody kind. You are far too bloody kind. Too kind, a whole lot of you. Enough of that. Enough of that. Let's skip that record.
Warning. Some viewers may find the following footage deeply disturbing.
Yes. If you are new here, thank you and welcome. On this podcast, I talk about all things strange, weird, and conspiracy-minded. I love getting deep down and dark in that muddy ditch. We love talking about ghost stories, alien visitations, time travel. I love talking about it all. Yes, I am a functioning... So I hope you can bear with me. It is a daytime and I am drinking a hot steaming cup of Joe coffee. For you guys not understanding what Joe is. Yes, I'm drinking a nice, lovely cup of coffee. If you're new here, thank you. For you returning, welcome back. Get yourself comfy, you know, get yourself a nice little seat. We are traveling back into the time travel little series, but then next week, because we're in the spooky season, we are going to be exploring some urban legends, some spooky ghost stories, and I can't wait for that. I can't wait to hang out with you guys, and that's what I love to do. But if you're interested in helping me out, there is a few free things that you could do that would really help me out. I wouldn't ask if it weren't free. Now, because this is mainly a podcast, there is a couple of free things you could do that would really help me out. So hit that follow button on your favorite podcast provider. It really helps me out. If you've got a few free minutes, if you spare 3 minutes, you know, leave me a review. That would be bloody awesome. You know, 1 star, 5 star, how many stars? If you want to give me some criticism, if you just want to say well done, or, you know, happy enjoying the show, or you just want to have a good old chinwag, get in that comment section, get in the little 5 star review, 1 star, whatever star you want to give me. If you've got a couple of minutes, get in that review and let me know your thoughts. It's free to do so, and your thoughts are important. Now, because I'm a small, struggling YouTuber, very small indeed, struggling YouTuber and Rumbler. If you got a YouTube account or Rumble account, and if you wouldn't mind heading over to YouTube or Rumble and hitting that subscribe button, absolutely helps me out massively. Massively helps me out. If you want, you can leave me a like and dislike. These do go up on YouTube and Rumble. I laugh because I haven't put one up in a long time. Whew, I think I'm like episode 15, 16 on YouTube on these. And we're in like episode 63, I think. Holy moly. Yeah, I got a long way to go if I want to get caught up, which on YouTube, that might be a problem because the algorithm. Rumble, maybe a problem. I'm not 100% sure. So these might just go out on Rumble. Might. They'll all probably end up on YouTube and Rumble at some point. But it's just YouTube, the algorithm will kick my ass. So if you want, get yourself over to YouTube. Hit that subscribe. Hit a like. Hit a dislike. Because that's engagement at the end of the day. Get in the comment section. This is very important for all you small creators out there. Get in that comment section. You know, let people get in your comment section. Whether it's good comment, whether it's a bad comment, their opinion really does matter. It's your audience. It's people that are engaging in you. And it shows YouTube and Rumble that you're engaging with them. Unless it's spam. But that out of the way, let's get on with tonight's show. In the near future, a mysterious figure emerges from the shadows of the internet. A soldier from the year 2036, sent back in time, not to save humanity from killer robots, but to unravel the web of lies and prevent global chaos. His name is John Titor. He travelled through time, not with flashy gadgets and one-liners, but with cryptic forum posts and spine-chilling predictions. Was he a visionary from a dystopian future, or just another piece of cyber folklore? Tonight, we delve into the legend of John Titor, because in the end, it's not just the machines we need to fear, but the mysteries of time itself. We are going in. This is the Timinator, baby. The Timinator, baby. We've got to protect John Titor at all costs. I'll be back. Get ready for a journey through time and speculation as we uncover the enigma that is John Titor. The past meets the future, and nothing will ever be the same again. So hey there, all you spooky souls, welcome. We are going in on John Titor with Rare Eddie One Talks meets John Titor, where we're going to delve into the most chilling and mind-bending tales of the internet age. John Titor, alleged time traveler from the year 2036. So buckle up, folks, because this is going to be a wild ride through time and terror. So, John Titor, back in 2000 and 2001, a mysterious figure named John Titor. Is it Titor or Titor? I'm going to go with Titor. I know I've just said Titor, but let's go John Titor or JT. Let's call him JT, actually. Let's call JT from the year 2036. JT from the year 2036. On the internet forums, he claims to be a soldier from the future sent back in time to save humanity from global nuclear war. He shared detailed predictions about the future, including the exact dates, the war, and technology needed to be built a time machine. So, sounds like a plot straight out a sci-fi movie. It sounds interesting. It does sound interesting. I'm pretty sure I've seen a time traveling movie just like this. But here's where it gets really spooky, folks. JT's predictions were eerily specific, from the collapse of the US government to the rise of a new world order. Yes, we're not talking about Y2K. We're not talking about the collapse and a nuclear war. We're talking about the one, the only new world order. One government to rule the world. One government to rule them all. Oof. And what I have been listening to, I've been listening to a whole load of John Titor or JT posts, and when America fails, it'll rise like a phoenix, but with five sort of states, with five presidents' head, will all meet and decide the future of that America. What it looks like, I'm not 100% sure. I'll get into my thoughts at the end, but there's so much. It's very interesting. Do I buy it? No, like I said, I'll get into my thoughts at the end. He even described a six components needed to build the time machine, claiming he knew this because he was from the future. Ah, that's great, isn't it? He knew it because he was from the future, folks. But as the years passed, none of his predictions came true, leading many to believe it was a hoax. Now, his, what did he call it? He said, when he came back in time, he came back in our time, but his future, his time where he came from, was on a different line. So this was more like the multi-universe. I can't remember what that paradox is. But every time he came back, he created a new sort of universe, a new timeline. Interesting. So, like I said, I'll get my thoughts at the end. So, the story of John Titor, JT, has become a legend in the world of the internet. Hoaxes and conspiracy theories. Some say he was a bored hacker. Others believe he was part of a government experiment. But one thing is for sure, his tale has left a lasting impression on those who encountered it. Now, he did send faxes to the late, great Art Bell show, Coast to Coast AM. Absolute awesome. I did come across, I know there's places you can go on the internet and download the whole Art Bell library. You know, some shows on, if you look on the internet, some shows have maybe been deleted or tampered with, but there's places where you can go and you can get the whole library, even his, I want to say that the Midnight, it's a Something Midnight. I only really know of Coast to Coast AM, but he did a few other things as well. And then when the late great Art Bell left us, God rest his soul, I think George Snorri had taken over. Interesting guy. Is no Art Bell. Interesting guy. And I'm pretty sure he spoke to the lawyer of the family that is claiming to be John Titor's parents. Now, when John Titor did come back in time, he was from the year 2036 and he came back to 2000, I think maybe 98, 99. And then he settled in 2000 for personal reasons to meet his family. This, he was a, in our timeline, he was a 2-year-old boy. So he met himself. That's another paradox, but he met himself. So disproving that paradox, I suppose. But the story is this story is interesting. Creepy. No, I've tried to put a creepy spin on it, but I don't think it'll play out like I'm hoping it will, but let's go on. So imagine logging onto a forum and finding messages from someone claiming to be from the future, warning you about impending doom. It's enough to give you chills, right? Well, yeah, I suppose back in the 2000s and someone saying they're from a time traveling and warning you of impending dooms if you're a young impressionable teen, which we were. Well, I was a young impressionable teen back then, and we was going on the internet forums and, you know, chat rooms and that, and it was a weird fucking place. But the internet is the internet at the end of the day, fucking awesome. But to give you chills, I'm no idea, maybe not a lot of people believed. The idea of time travel itself is both fascinating and terrifying. What if someone really could travel through time, throughout time, and see the future? What would they do with that knowledge? It's also said in the JT that people could go into the future, but they would always hit a brick wall at 25 something. They would always hit a brick wall when they landed. They would step out of their little Chevy and it would just be dark, black, silent. They would always hit a brick wall, and they're trying to find out why. Well, this JT is saying they're trying to find out why. JT's story taps into our deepest fears and curiosities about the unknown. It's a reminder that sometimes the scariest things aren't monsters or ghosts, but the very real possibility of a future we cannot control. So wherever you believe in time travel or not, John, JT's tale is a haunting reminder of the mysteries that still lie beyond our understanding. Yes, mysteries, folks, the mysteries. My fucking hoodie's doing me head in as well now, fuck's sake. I'm going to leave that in. You're going to get the less edited version, folks, whilst I enjoy my cup of mud. Some places call it a cup of mud. Some places call it a cup of a Joe. Some places just call it a fucking coffee. I mainly call it a fucking coffee. Not a fucking coffee, just a coffee. Oh, it's nearly, because I've had a great morning, early morning, but a great morning. I tend to try to film these on a Saturday night, but life is happening thick and fast, and I'm loving life at the minute. Loving life at the minute. And if you... because previously on the show, we had the beautiful lady in white, or Victoria. And yes, everything is going absolute beautiful with me and the beautiful lady in white. Victoria. it's going awesome. So if you wanted to know, and you may hear her on the show in the future. But things are going absolute awesomely with me and Vicky. If you were interested, or we've not heard Vicky's voice, you know, and if that's what your thoughts were, we're an item, and it's going absolute bloody awesome. So thanks for your interest, folks. But let's get on with the show. So JT claimed he travelled back in time for a couple of reasons. The first, he says he was sent from the year 2036 to retrieve an IBM 5100 computer from 1975. This computer was supposedly needed to help debug aging machines still used in 2036. And you may think, oh, that sounds weird. Why would you go back for this specific computer, this specific component? Well, NASA do something very similar. They were searching eBay for a very specific computer. You think, and that's fucking NASA. So yeah, this is, it doesn't, I could definitely get that. This IBM, because he was posting technical specs on this computer itself. But when we get into it, people think this was a hoax, and the brothers that were involved, one of the brothers was an IBM nerd. Additionally, JT mentioned that he made stops in the year 2000 for personal reasons. Personal reasons. Do you think the owners of the time machines would allow this for personal reasons? I think they wouldn't. I think they wouldn't, unless he'd gone rogue, which it's not said that he went rogue, but it included warning people about the impending global nuclear war and trying to ensure the US stayed intact. And another personal reason, he wanted to see his family. Because where the future he came from, it was more of like a global city, you know, where we're traveling from city to city. We, you know, community really doesn't, especially in the city environment, community doesn't, it's not what it used to be, community, where people would gather around their little churches or their little town squares, and they'd do little parties, little, you know, community events. You don't generally see that in today's day and age. But when JT comes from the year 2036, it's more community oriented. So people would there'd be a lot more farming. Rather than us nipping down to the grocery store, they would have to make the groceries themselves. Because it seems like their future is sort of a little bleak. You can't just go to the mall and pop to the mall and play on a couple of games, or, you know, buy a shirt or a pair of jeans or a handbag. There's none of that. You basically is community oriented, more family oriented, very close communities. So maybe a 5-family community run. But like I said, I will get my thoughts at the end. It sounds idyllic. It sounds awesome. Community run little shows. It sounds beautiful. It sounds a little bit like the Amish. But JT shared quite a bit about his timeline. So he came back onto a timeline that would create another timeline. So, which he claimed was set in the year 2036, which we've gone over. Here are some of the key points he mentioned. So, a global nuclear war. JT predicted a devastating global nuclear war that would occur in 2015, which, I don't know if you know, we're in 2024, and we haven't had a nuclear war. War's still going about, but we've not had a nuclear war. leading to the so this war led to the collapse of the US government and the rise of the New World Order. He said that there was a civil war in the US. He mentioned that the United States would experience a civil war, resulting in the country split into five separate regions. And while the while America was going through this horrible civil war, this is where Russia, he says Russia, I don't think he mentions China, but he does, they are a global superpower, and they are in this story, but I can't quite remember. And he says Russia took advantage of America being at civil war, and this is where the global nuclear war came in. So technical regression. So his third point was technical regression. According to JT, the war would cause a significant regression in technology, with society reverting to a more primitive state, like hence the farming, and more community oriented. Four, time travel. JT claimed that time travel was possible and that he was part of the 177th temporal reconnaissance unit sent back to retrieve the IBM 5100 computer from 1975 to help debug aging machines in his time. And number five, personal reasons. He mentioned personal reasons for one of his stops of his time travel adventure, including warning people about the impending war and ensuring survival of his family. Yes, John Titor claimed to be part of the 177th Temporal Reconnaissance Unit in the US Army. Now, the Army gets to one of the points that I don't believe in this story, but I'll get that at the end of the show. He said he was sent back in time as part of a military mission to retrieve a IBM 5100 computer from 1975, which was needed to help debug aging machines. JT also mentioned that his unit was responsible for time travel and reconnaissance and ensuring the survival of key technology and knowledge. So this is what believers think about the John Titor time traveler story. So believers often find his detailed description of time travel to be one of the most compelling aspects of his narrative. Here are some of the key points to focus on. Yes, so he does give detailed knowledge of his time machine, of the future. He gives detailed descriptions of that old IBM computer from 1975. And this is what some believers think. Ooh, this guy does sound like, you know, he knows what he's talking about. So, detailed technology knowledge. JT provided specific information about the components and machines of his time machine, including the need for a 1967 Chevrolet Corvette as the base. He explained the six components required to build the device, which he claimed were necessary for time travel. And I do believe someone tried to pattern this. Whether they've found how to time travel is another story. Consistency over time. His posts were consistent over the period he was active. He answered questions from the forum users in a way that seemed knowledgeable and credible. Although it is said some of the posts sounded like they were written by someone else, that's not to be Let's not leave it out. Personal anecdotes. JT shared personal stories and details about his life in the future, which added a human touch to his narrative and made his story more relatable. 4. Predictions and warnings. He warned about the future global war.
What the hell is that?
He warned about the future global nuclear war and the collapse of the US government, urging people to prepare and stay safe. These warnings were seen as a genuine concern from someone who had seen the future. I know there's a lot of people in today's society that would love to see America collapse, including left-wing nut job lefties in America. And hidden features of the IBM 5100. One of JT's claims that gained unexpected validation was the hidden feature of the IBM 5100 computer, which he said was crucial for debugging machines in his time. He did say this machine had a, when they built this IBM 5100, it could communicate with lots of other devices, help to debug. So it could talk to this computer, it could talk to this program, it could make different languages, it could do a lot. And people who were reading these posts, who worked on this computer, said, yeah, that was indeed right. That was indeed correct. Believers also argue that the level of detail and consistency in JT's posts, combined with the hidden feature of the IBM 5100, lend credibility to his story. However, skeptics point out that none of his major predictions have come true, and that the story has many inconsistencies. Yes, how convenient that he travelled back in time, but as he travelled back in time, he created a new timeline. So yes, it is said when he travelled back that, so when he travelled back in time and made a different sort of timeline, the things would happen, but just like a different time. So the film Titanic was released maybe a couple of years later when it was released. Terminator 2 maybe had Sylvester Stallone as the star, and that type of thing. So yeah, maybe this president was elected at this time, but on our timeline, it was maybe elected in the next running schedule. I don't know what you guys call it. But let's not forget the skeptics. So, JT's story have several points to back up their doubts about his time travel claim. 1. The unfulfilled predictions. Many of JT's predictions, such as the global nuclear war starting in 2015, the collapse of the US government, and the civil war in the US, have not come true. This lack of accuracy undermines the credibility of his story. It does. It really does. Inconsistencies. Skeptics point out inconsistencies in JT's story, such as changes in his timeline and details that don't add up. For example, he initially claimed the war would start in 2015, but later adjusted the date to 2012. Well, the war didn't happen either in them times, or the global nuclear war. Technical knowledge. While JT provided detailed technical information about his time machine, skeptics argue that his knowledge could have been easily fabricated by someone with a good understanding of science fiction and technology. Lack of empirical evidence. There is no physical evidence to support John Titor's claim. No time machine has been found, and his story relies solely on forum posts and anecdotal evidence. And last, possible hoax. Some investigations suggest that JT's story was a hoax created by Larry Harbour, a Florida entertainment lawyer, and his brother John Rick Harbour, a computer scientist. This Rick was the IBM nerd. This theory supported by the fact that the IBM 5100's hidden feature, which JT claimed to be to know about, was confirmed by an IBM engineer, but this doesn't necessarily validate his time travel claims. No, it doesn't. So the skeptics believe that Titor's story was a well-crafted hoax designed to capture the imagination of the internet users, very early internet as well, and gain attention. While it remains a fascinating piece of internet folklore, the lack of evidence and unfulfilled predictions lead many to conclude that this was not a genuine account of time travel. So, John Titor, or JT, did leave. So he did leave a couple of messages that may help you in the future, or it's just a good message at the end of the day. So JT's message about living good lives were laced with caution and advice drawn from his supposed knowledge of a dystopian future. Here's a more detailed overview. So here's what he said. Self-sufficiency and preparedness. JT emphasized the importance of being self-reliant and prepared for emergencies. He suggested that people should learn basic survival skills such as first aid, gardening, and self-defense. JT believed that these skills would be crucial in a post-apocalyptic world where resources are scarce and society is fragmented. Community and cooperation. Despite the bleak future he described, JT stressed the importance of strong community bonds and mutual support. He encouraged people to foster close relationships with family and friends, and to create local networks of support. In his view, communities that work together would be more resilient and better able to withstand the challenges of a collapsing society. He did say, know five people close. Get to know five people that you could trust with your life close, that are close by. Which, you know, is a very good point. You know, get to know people who live close, get to know them so they can trust you with their life and you can trust them with your life. Awareness and vigilance. JT urged people to stay informed about political and social developments and to question the information presented to them. Could this be a little jab at coronavirus? He warned against blind trust in authorities and encouraged critical thinking and skepticism by staying aware and be vigilant. Individuals could better navigate the uncertainties for a changing world. Don't put your whole trust in the government, folks. That's definitely a good point. Moral integrity. JT highlighted the significance of maintaining moral integrity and ethical behavior, even in difficult circumstances. He believed that upholding personal values and principles was essential for preserving humanity and dignity in a harsh environment. This included being honest, being compassionate, and being honest with people that you may not know might help you with dealing with others in that time. And the last one, adaptability and resilience. Lastly, JT emphasized the need for adaptability and resilience.
What the hell is that?
Resilience. In the face of adversity, he suggested that people should be open to change and willing to learn new skills and ways of living by being adaptable. Individuals could better cope with the challenges of an uncertain future and find ways to thrive despite the difficult times. These messages painted a picture of a world in turmoil, but also offered a vision of hope and resilience through personal responsibility, community, and ethical living. While JT's predictions may not have come true, but the principles that he advocated for remain timeless and relevant. My thoughts on this, I would love to lean to the belief. I'm not quite there. I would quite possibly think this is a hoax. Why Rare Eddie One? Why do I say this is a hoax? So, in a future where the world is when the US has been split up into five regions led by five different presidents who are voted in, it seemed like they only had one term and they could be president from anywhere. In their region. So they could be a bin man, they could be a politician, they could be anyone. That's what it made out to be to me. But yet, there is still a US military. A US military. We all know the president in today isn't running the fucking show. Whether you believe the president is running the fucking show, you've got to fucking really seriously think. The president really isn't running shit. He will say, okay, let's go to war. He may be the commander-in-chief. He's a scapegoat, basically. The people who are running the show are in the back. They will never give up power. They don't serve term times. They're always in fucking power. And that's why they're terrified of Trump getting in power. He knows that shit. Whether you believe it or not, where you think he's going to be the dangerous president of the world, he isn't. He's already been in fucking charge. He was stopping wars. Biden came in, he was starting wars. The president really isn't running shit. The only time the president started to run shit was when Trump got in charge. They're terrified of that. They are terrified of that. But that's for a different fucking podcast. John Titor claims that the US Army. So we're led to believe that they live in like tight-knit communities, but there's a US fucking army. I don't believe that for 1 minute. Don't believe that for 1 minute. That's the one thing what always got me with this story. There's five different regions, but yet there's a massive US army. You would think there'd be five types of US army. You know, protecting that region, protecting this region, protecting the other region, you know, and maybe then maybe the one like the National Guard. But there's still an army. And it's not said this it didn't communicate that this army was massive or small or very community oriented. It says the army, which led me to believe that the military complex system is still running. It's the only thing that bothers me. Not about the inconsistencies with his predictions. Yeah, if he's saying he's created a new timeline, so maybe there will be a global nuclear war, not in 2015, but maybe 2025, maybe 2035. But yes, I hope not, but who knows? But with him saying that there's a fucking US Army. Yeah. Yeah, that's the one thing what, that leads me to, I don't believe in this. And to say that he stopped off for personal reasons, I don't buy that one second. The Army wouldn't let you do that. The Army would not let you do that for personal reasons. You've got this time machine. Look, you fucking hell. They'll be sending time terminators back to fucking kill your ass, JT. And that's my thoughts on that. That is my thoughts. And whether you disagree or you agree with me on that, it's a fascinating story. I would love to lean to the belief, but just that Army. If he'd been more specific with the Army, saying, oh yeah, it's very small, it's been broken up into 5 different units, you know. And you might be saying, well, one might be the Air Force, one might be the Navy, one might be, you know, special operation. No, he says the US Army. The US military complex is fucking still up and running. That's what it sounded like. It sounded like he's not thought of that part of the story. That's what it sounds like to me. But anyway, that's my thoughts. I hope you enjoyed this show with me, Where Anyone Talks, as we delve into the JT, the John T. Todd Time Terminator story. I hope you did. I hope you enjoyed hanging out with me, whether you're whatever time of day it is, night, evening, morning, whatever time of day. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed hanging out with you guys. I fucking loved it. There's going to be a tiny bit of editing in this. You're going to, you know, you might get me ums and me ahs. But yes, so that is JT or John Titor. And so that is the tale of John Titor, the time traveling bandit, comes to an end, or does it, in a world where the lines between fiction and reality blur. His story remains a cautionary tale and a thrilling mystery. As we sign off, remember, the future is not set. There is no future but what we make. Stay vigilant, folks. Stay curious and question everything. This has been your host, Rare Eddie One, signing off from the present, but always watching the timeline. Until next time, keep your eyes on the stars and a certain timeline, because who knows what films and joys might be coming out in the future. And clear your mind, because who knows, you may need it for a spooky surprise. Stay naughty, stay rude, but more importantly, stay fucking filthy. I will see you next week. Peace.